Bailey Shockey with 90.5 MyFM. I'm here with Kathy McElwain. She just retired last September after 29 years of coaching figure skating. That's nothing to turn your nose up at, almost three decades. She's still coaching, just not in figure skating. She's coaching power skating, and she's prepping people for high performance ice sports. Kathy, tell me, how did you get involved in coaching?
Coaching has actually been a lifelong passion for me. After competing as an amateur for years, training and traveling, I decided that coaching was something that I wanted to try. I started getting certified with level 1, 2, and 3 with the National Certification Program of Canada. I love to inspire and stay focused on guiding and fostering athletes from a young age into adult athletes. I believe that coaching is a gift and a privilege.
What about coaching is important to you?
I think my goal as a coach is to truly make a difference in each athlete, teaching them skill development, technique, and helping them reach and set their goals, making sure they're realistic goals because each athlete is different, and just trying to get them to the next level.
Something that I've been focusing on a lot, talking to different coaches in the community, is the inextricable link between sports and mental health. And it's something that I think everybody I talk to who's involved in sports says, yes, sports, mental health, they're best friends. They go hand in hand.
Well, I think that keeping them in a safe environment and creating a great culture off and off on the ice, I think teaching them so many life skills along the way, if it's winning, losing, mental health, I think all the things that we learn from sports that you can take on to life.
What advice would you have for people who are interested in coaching? What do you think it is that makes a good coach?
Teaching them to believe in themselves and have confidence in themselves is what's important in building an athlete. Teach them to have courage, teach them to fight through the ups and downs. And there's just so many leadership, responsibility, time management, perseverance, value, self-image, fear, adversity, friendships, relationships, prioritizing. Those are things that sports is prepping you for the rest of your life.
What accomplishment as a coach with a 30-year tenure are you the most proud of?
I can look at those young can skaters that it was their first time on the ice, and now I coached maybe their moms, their grandmas, and now their kids. So I've kind of went through three generations. That's kind of showing my age. But that, from a first step on the ice level, makes me feel very proud, and watching the parents and their reaction. I did go over to Finland and coach for a year, and I had 7 teams over there, and I took a team to Worlds and also won a national championship with a Finland team. We had 5 synchronized skating teams in Exeter, and one of my adult teams won a Canadian championship. One of my junior teams went to the Canadian Winter Games and the Ontario Winter Games. And just the minor hockey, the recreational hockey, I moved into the AAA hockey. I've kind of surrounded myself with good, positive people, and people have given me opportunity as a coach. And I also think with creating an athlete, you can't do it yourself. You have to open up to other good people, which I will go back to my parents, my brother, my family. That's how I was brought up. I have to thank them for, I guess, supporting me and believing in me. And I just love to give that back to other kids because that's what my family gave me.
That's really beautiful and really vulnerable. So thank you very much for sharing that with us, Kathy.